And my great-grandmother was Catherine Caveney. She was a sister of Pat Caveney. And Pat Caveney and his wife Sarah, their five daughters, and their son Martin, we don't know all the girls' names, son Martin went out to assisted passage to Canada. But on arrival, it was on the ship Carrick's, and on arrival, or on as into the St. Lawrence River, a storm blew up, and the ship sank, and the five girls was drowned. And I think there was only 45 survivors off the whole ship, I think, at that time. But the family went on then to have more children, and when they arrived there then, it was French speaking, and they were of course of Irish speaking, and the language was a bit of a barrier, so therefore they were called Cavanagh instead of Caveney. It sounded the same, so they were called Cavanagh. So then years later their family tried to make connections back here to Ireland, and they came to Sligo after 150 years or 160 years, but they couldn't find the Cavanagh family in Sligo. Until a bit of research with Joe McGowan, and they found that the link to Cross and Caish, and then I came in, and we found the home place. We knew where the home place was, and we met the family on a couple of occasions, so they've all came back here since.